That music, "You're My First, You're My Last, My Everything" by Barry White. And that's what we're going to be discussing tonight, loving the one you're with and how you tell what you really want from your partner and what your partner expects from you. This is BBS Radio. I'm Sherry Edwards, one of the hosts you'll be hearing from in the next hour on Vocal Profiling Live. Thanks for joining us. I'm here with tall, blonde Heather and lovely Lisa.
Even taller Lisa. Way taller.
On this show, we invite you, the listener, to call us and give us an example, a sample, really, of your voice frequencies right over the airwaves. If you don't want to give us your real name, that's okay. We know that sometimes people don't want their private information plastered all over the universe. But we do invite you to call in because tonight we're going to be doing compatibility. Who you get along with, who you fight with. Here at Sound Health, we do planning sessions on a regular basis, and we attempt to keep our listeners up to date about our latest databases. It's about your preferences and what you want to hear from us, and we take that into consideration. We're going to be talking about that this evening, but we have a few announcements. First announcement, I need to apologize to the woman who graciously...
Sherry, would you like me to read that?
Yes. It's my apology. I need to do this. To the woman who graciously provided us with a complaint about her husband monopolizing the commode and the dance she did because she had to go so badly. It's not a funny situation. By the way, she's described it struck me funny. I should not have treated it so lightly. You know, I have this image of her just dancing, you know, like a little kid, and I just think that it's funny. I love Lisa's suggestion, set out on his lap and do what you need to do. You know, and that struck me funny, too.
When you're the one having to hold it for that long, it can't be funny, but her description was quite funny.
And second announcement, and this is to all the men who called or wrote to ask if it was their wife who mentioned the comb-over. So if your wife is not named Gail and you're not from Indiana, you have nothing to worry about.
Unless you have a comb-over.
If so,
please get rid of
that. Let go.
Well, some men like their comb-overs. Look at Donald Trump.
Okay, that's the worst comb-over in history.
That's a full-fledged wig right there.
He must like it, though. It's
not just a comb over, that's like a swirling thing going on.
It's a bush.
Yeah.
We wear our hair the way we want. Why can't
But it's our real hair. We have hair.
Don't you think he gathers that up from the sides and kind of pulls it and swirls it a little bit around his head?
I just think at a certain time, it's just time to let it go. When there's more scalp than hair and you're still hanging onto those few little wisps of hair in the center, it's time to let it go.
You know, I have an opinion about this. If someone losing their hair was a sign of wisdom, nobody would mind. It's a sign of aging, and I think that's what the problem is. They're afraid to be seen as an aging person.
I think it's a sign of lack of confidence.
Confidence about what?
Of not being able to pull off a completely different look. They've had hair their whole lives, and all of a sudden it's gone, and it's either, A, do I hang on to what little bit I have because it's reminiscent of what I was, or do I let it go and embrace this new man?
Isn't that a sign of maturity and aging? And
well, if you've matured, then it would be okay to let it go.
Okay. I'll concede the point.
I think bald is good.
Bald I do, too. Bald's hot.
It is.
Okay, we also had some very wise words from Martha. Do you remember when we talked about the guy who was complaining about his wife? She couldn't do dishes right. She couldn't.
Oh yeah.
She couldn't put him in the
trainer. Recently retired.
Recently retired.
Yeah.
Martha wrote us something very wise. This is about the man who complained about not doing the dishes right. He really wanted to help but could not find a way to help unless he found a problem and a way that he could make something better. Therefore, he's complaining because he can't do the dishes without a reason, because she would think he was a wimp. It's not manly to do the dishes.
I think that's old school.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So you don't think Martha is right?
I think men have a natural tendency to want to solve problems.
Yes.
So in that aspect, she is right. But nowadays, women, you know, are do it all, be it all. And men, I don't think are really sure of their place in the world.
I agree.
Well, I sort of agree with her because I see that in men. That, you know, helping around the house or dusting or whatever is not a manly issue. So if they're solving a problem, then they get to do it because somebody else is inadequate. Don't men like that?
Solve the problem of dust on the furniture. Pick up the rag, boys.
Those are problems, too.
Those are big problems.
Those dishes are dirty.
That's right. And I didn't dirty them all, I bet.
We're not going to complain about men this evening. We're going to talk about what partners do for each other to show that they love them and their appreciation. We did the man's side. We did the woman's side of complaints. Now we're going to do the thankful appreciation side. Let's do your announcements. Heather, before we start?
Okay, I've got a couple of announcements. A reminder for everyone to come see us in Myrtle Beach. We are at the Wellness Council of South Carolina Myrtle Beach Expo Center on September the 20th and 21st, which is a weekend. Should be a fun time. This is a new expo for us, and we're hoping to see everybody out there in that area.
We did hundreds of prints when we were in Chicago, and people came a long way to see us.
All over the world. We had a lot of people from Poland. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, I talked to quite a few Polish people, great people.
Did they hear us on the show?
One lady said she did, so, and she came especially to see you and to find out about our classes.
That's absolutely
awesome. Great,
that's great.
Cool. Yeah.
So we're going to be doing vocal prints there, too?
Vocal prints, and what's really neat about our booth is we have a big screen TV so you can see your prints being done, and that's, you know, everybody likes to see that. We have people lined up to do their vocal prints.
That was really great when
yeah.
we were doing it here
yeah,
in the
they
lab.
Love to see that. They love to find out about themselves.
Is this announced on our site, or where can they get more information?
It is on our site. If you go to the media section of Nutrisounds, you can click down towards the middle for the Myrtle Beach Expo.
Okay, and another announcement. We just recently did the Richard Surrett show from Toronto.
Toronto, Canada.
It was an awesome show, 2 hours. You can listen to it on his archives. Is it just Richard Surrett Show, S-Y-R-E-T-T?
Richard Surrett. And actually, Richard just emailed me a couple minutes ago asking for you back. So it was a great show. You had a ton of callers. Great response.
He said there were people lined up and fighting to get in the lines. Every time one would come in, the next one would pop up. He wrote me a little note, and he's never written me a note before. He says, "Hi, Sherry. Wow, what a show last night. Thank you so much for your time and energy. Here's the list of the callers and their email addresses." So we did their vocal print online, and so we're going to send them what we did, just like you guys have the opportunity tonight.
That's amazing you did that many people. I'm just looking at the list in that short time.
Quite a few.
That was like instant report. Bam,
right.
Bam, bam.
It was fun to feel all the different energies. You know, Richard said, "You made a believer out of me," because I told him about his eye issues that were going on. People just have a hard time believing what we can do by looking at their voice. We have the proof of concept. We know it's here. We know we can do it. Now we just need to get the information out to the public. So anybody listening, if you've got ideas about how we can get this to your community, get it to your radio stations,
your television, webcast, anything like that. If you've got a podcast, even if you have a website of your own, you know, let us link up with you.
That's a great idea.
And they can write to Heather at vocalprofileinc.com or go on our VBS site. And don't forget, we have that free download of the computer program so that you can do this on your own.
Nanovoice.org.
And the manual's there, too.
Don't forget the manual.
Okay, I want to get serious here for a minute. Because we've been doing something that I really, I just put my paper away because I wrote some notes on it about being serious. Well, I find it. Lisa, would you read today's frequency report?
Absolutely. Today's keynote deals with muscles that are in stress in your upper back and your diaphragm. So you may find that your lungs and breathing might be an issue, so you should stop and take some stock. Do some of those nice deep breathing exercises. It wouldn't hurt for you to do quite a few of them today. Blood clotting factors, which are your platelets, could be an issue today. And thyroid issues are also highly present, so we need to be watching for both of those. Think about refraining from eating thyroid-interfering foods, such as cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Those are a no-no today. Make sure if you're on meds for circulatory inflammation that you comply with your doctor's orders. Those aspirin in the next couple of days are a big deal. Be careful about fatty foods. They put a stress on your digestion, and gallbladder issues are a pretty big deal the next couple of days. So if you have an indicator for fatty foods, stay away from those if you've got gallbladder trouble.
And that could be because of clotting to the fat that gets in the
blood. Yeah, absolutely. The pathway for digesting fats is cysteine, and that's an amino acid. And other amino acids like taurine, these nutrients help your body make the bile salts necessary for the digestion of those fats.
So if they want that whole pathway, this is going to be posted?
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm going to post it tomorrow.
Okay, where does it get posted?
CBS Radio.
Okay, so Vocal Impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
The Vocal Impressions are our personality profiles of
right.
Our famous people there. This is actually, the keynotes are posted on the Ask the Expert section. You can go to it directly from our Nutrisounds website. There's a link on there as well.
Aren't we posting a new Kirstie Alley personality profile, too?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Okay.
Kirstie Alley and James Gandolfini.
Well, we had done Kirstie Alley's bio diet
right.
And why she was having weight issues, and then we got a request to do her personality like we had done with Gandolfini, so that was fun to do.
I'm really interested to hear about her personality. Can you share some secrets?
She comes across on her voice profile exactly like she comes across in an interview, and that is very strong-minded, very opinionated, like the kind of person that would stick to her guns. And
blunt?
Very blunt to
yeah.
The point, but an excellent friend for all of those
probably
reasons.
Probably fun to be around.
Exactly.
Sure
lots of fun to be around. And she's a good friend because the good friend is the one you want to tell
you the truth.
The truth.
When nobody
she will
else
have
will.
No problem
yeah.
Telling you the truth.
But she's been taken advantage of by people who I don't think were pretending exactly, but because of her good nature, tended to push her to get more out of her than their share. So I think that shows really clearly in her vocal print. There's more to it, so they could jump on Vocal Impressions and look at that. Okay, my serious moment. We are working on a project with the soldiers that are returning, and this is an Army contract. The soldiers that are returning with acoustic damage to their brain from these blasts, and this is a kind of war where it's foot soldiers stepping on these blasts, losing their legs, arms, body parts, but the concussive damage from the brain, there really is no way that people can tell that. So the Army turned to us to see if we could find a way to look at that. And we did by doing blunt force trauma of civilians, and we found a way to look at it. These guys are coming back damaged. You see it in the paper. They've got holes in their head. They've got appendages missing, fake legs. And they're coming back just a nervous wreck. A lot of post-traumatic stress disorder, and we want to help change that. We want to help do these computer projects And we'd like anybody out there that wants to become involved in this campaign, who wants to help these returning soldiers, so please get in touch with us at radio@vocalprofiling.com. We want to train others to do this, and we want to do more. So the phone number here, if you want it quicker than email, is 740-698-9119. We do offer demo classes every few weeks and a professional course every month. And there's also do-it-yourself training kits, so please get in touch with us. We know there's more of these soldiers out there than our little group can possibly get in touch with. The Army is getting us in touch with a lot of them, but I know some of there's going to be a lot of people left out of the loop, and we'd like to be able to include everyone. That's my serious note. So if people want to be serious about their vocal prints, call us tonight. Heather, do you have the number? Should they call our extra line here?
They can actually do either. And if they want to call us directly here at the studio, it's area code 740-698-0670. Or you can go ahead and call BBS. And the toll-free number, if you're in the United States, is 888-228-4494. And worldwide is 877-489-6350.
And as we said, our internet is a little funky tonight, so we'll try to stay in touch with that. You know, Heather, we should tell them that that phone number you gave is not answered during
any other time. Exactly.
It is a studio line, so those of you who we have answered as we're walking by the studio door, you car salesmen, you insurance salesmen, you know, cut it out.
Dish satellite, yeah. We're not answering.
Cut it out. Okay, you guys were in a planning meeting today. No, that was yesterday. Days are long.
A little bit of both, actually. We talked about it both days.
When we were doing voice reading, vocal profiles that we're offering to do for you guys right online, and it was about relationships. And we had 15, 20 people there doing these profiles and just seeing how this would fit and how it could happen. What was people's response? You guys had yours done.
Yeah.
We have a caller.
All right. Hello, caller.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Joe.
Just J-O?
Yes.
Okay. Joe on BBS so I can file you. And do you have a question?
Okay.
Or do you want us to do your voice?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Do you want to call us on the direct line, Joe, so we can hear you better and you can hear us?
I can hear you now. That was good. That was clear.
Okay, do you have a question for us, or do you want us to do your vocal profile?
You can do me my vocal profile. I've been trying to get a hold of your office because I did want to. I did have some questions, some health issues that I wanted to talk to you about. But the vocal profile is good.
Okay, so this is going to be about health issues.
Well, if you can do that, yes.
Okay,
I've been having some issues with my liver.
Okay, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything yet. Okay, I want to give you the phone number so that if you want to call the office and get a profile done, it's 740.
I have been calling the office. I just have not been able to get through. They haven't called me back. And I've been calling for the last couple of days.
Who you been talking to here?
I'm not sure. All I know is I've been calling your number, and somebody's been answering, saying that Bailey would get back to me, and I haven't heard from her.
Okay, we will take care of that, Joe. I'm sorry that this happened to you. All right,
okay.
I'm gonna hit a microphone here, and you're going to talk until I come back on the line and say, I got it. Talk about.
Okay, what would you like me to talk about?
Anything you want an answer to, but don't give me exactly an answer to what you're asking me, okay?
Okay, hang on. Let me think about this here.
Okay, if you can't think of anything,
okay.
Just tell me about your day. Okay, go, and it's going to be about a minute of you talking. Go. Start talking, go.
Okay. I went to the dentist this morning. I had worked on my tooth. I've been having some dental work done, and then I went to my office, and I worked and paid some bills and ran some errands. And I came home, and I actually tried to call your office to get some information on some health issues that I was having. And I've been trying to get a hold of your office for the past couple of days, and I haven't had a response. So I am trying, and I listened to you as well the other night, Tuesday night, on the other radio talk show. And it's really interesting, and I would like to, you know, get you to help me out in my problem.
Okay, Joe, we got it. Hold on a minute here while I save your file. And you can call in tomorrow and give them your email address so we can send this report to you. But you already told us you have some liver issues. What I see here is a lack of liver energy, and you can clean up your liver with some herbs like silymarin or milk thistle, which is kind of the same thing. But you have a great stress on your liver. The process of your liver is 129, and normal is 44. So there's a great deal of stress in the liver, and the kidneys, and it deals with an inability to process minerals. Don't know exactly which minerals, since the liver energy is involved, likely calcium, potassium, and sodium. But I would have to do a complete vocal print to know what those minerals are exactly. And it is causing your immune system to be compromised.
And I've been getting sick quite a bit, yes.
So we really need to do a full workup on you, but you could help yourself by getting some support for your liver and kidneys, maybe some herbs. Therazyme, 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 has some really good herbs in support of the liver and kidneys.
And where do I find that?
Call our office tomorrow, and we'll give you a reference for it. You can buy that online.
Okay.
But we really need to quiet down your kidney and sort of pump up your liver. Okay? You have an underlying circulation problem that's showing, not real serious here as I'm looking, but that circulation problem is also coming up because of this kidney problem. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Joe, this is great.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad I was able to talk to you. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. That was good.
Yeah.
We were, I love it when people call in. We were talking about the responses to the compatibility profiles we did, because we always do kind of a trial run to see if this stuff is working. So what was the responses in that?
All kind of different ones. I know we were all over that. We were all wondering about, we talked about our significant others.
Yes, we did.
And we wondered, we've got another caller.
Caller online, too. Great. Let me set up the computer here. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Sherry.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Do you have a question?
Okay.
Would you like us to do your profile?
I guess I have a compatibility question.
Oh, that's great. Give me a name I can put in my computer program.
My name is Amy.
A-M-I-A-M-Y?
A-M-Y.
A-M-Y. Okay. I'm going to file you as Amy on BBS. Okay, can you also give me a birth date?
March 12th, 1970.
Okay, and do you just want us to tell you what kind of a person you want to be with, or are you having a particular problem?
I really don't have a problem. I just have a question about long-term compatibility with my spouse.
okay, are you? Can you talk to us a minute about your spouse or what's going on in your life? You can talk about your kids or whatever, but keep him in mind as you're talking. And
okay.
Keep talking till I come
all right.
back. Say okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Are you?
Yes, I'm ready.
Start, Amy.
I met him after my first marriage was over, and he kind of came to my rescue type thing, and he seemed to be very concerned about my daughter, and I waited a long time before I remarried, but I finally did. But he never really was like my heartthrob or anything, and I just wondered if it could last forever, even though it's not like I married him more for practical reasons than for straight out love. And he's a really super guy. He's nice. He's affectionate and kind and giving. And
okay,
I appreciate
Amy.
All the things about
got
it.
Got it, Amy. One
okay.
of the issues that you're not saying that shows up in your vocal print is he really dampens you into one little space. So there's not a lot of room for growth and compatibility of doing new things. There is an emotional,
okay.
spiritual attachment to
that's
his
good.
Kindness and to his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it's gone.
Oh. Wow. That's
interesting.
There's
not much there at all. The the actual physical attraction doesn't show anything. You have 227 hits on spirituality with this guy. He must
uh-huh.
be a kind-hearted person.
Very much so.
More of an incredibly close friend or mentor rather than husband. We may want to do this again because you only have 3 notes out of 12 showing up, and the information about what's not here... The FNF sharp is gone, and that's about sensuality, sexuality, body attractiveness to each other. Could even be
mm-hmm.
pheromones and that kind of thing. Communication
right.
is not really there except on a spiritual level. And a lot of the times it's by parables or about talking about other situations. D&D sharp, all of the, mothering and nurturing stuff is gone. So either you're just really dampened here and not
mm-hmm.
really fully able to talk about this on the radio, or you feel like this relationship might be squelching you.
That's pretty interesting. I'm pretty close.
Okay, maybe
a little too close. I love the show, and I listen to the other caller, and I'm amazed by how close you are, or actually dead on, I imagine, in a lot of cases, so I do appreciate that.
Okay, Amy, are you having some eye problems?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, it's showing up in your chart about
really?
Things that... It could manifest emotionally about things you don't want to see.
Uh-huh.
Things that you don't want to realize that are in your environment and what's going on with you. Okay? So just ignoring
okay.
them is not going to work. Ignoring
okay,
things
I won't
is not
ignore,
work.
I promise.
Okay.
Well,
thank you so much,
Amy. Thanks for calling.
And please get
have
in touch
a good
with
night.
Us
bye-bye.
Tomorrow so we can send you this report. I got to save this one.
Great call.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how many
it
times...
It had better been eye-opening.
It's amazing how many times we hear that. That's dead on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dead on.
A lot of the times, things come out in the report that you don't want to admit to.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
People think that, you know, we've been prompted or something, but you watched this exchange in this planning meeting. Nothing was
no.
planned. It was all spontaneous. And I did yours, Lisa. How
yeah.
how close was it?
It was dead on because the biggest thing in my compatibility reading with my significant other was fairness. I am huge on if it's good for you, it's good for me. And you don't start the rules one way and then change them halfway through the game and think I'm going to play nice about it, because I hate that.
You're going to call people on their crap?
I'm going to call people on their crap.
And I'm her witness. She does do that.
And Heather, how'd yours turn out?
Well, let's see. I have my
Heather's
report.
Was the best one of the day. That's
right
how it
here.
Turned out.
And all I got to hear about was my high
F sharp.
Oh, that high sexuality. I want my man's body stuff.
Way yeah. to go, Heather.
Well, okay. Now let me start by saying is I have not seen my boyfriend for 2 weeks. So maybe there's a little bit of tension build up. I don't know.
I try to be polite. You're into the physical process.
I'm interested in it this weekend, yeah.
Good girl.
You like spontaneity? What's the word for the... wanting it different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, non-boring.
Yeah, okay. I was that way. I was looking for fun and adventure. So, yeah.
So non-boring.
Non-boring, yes.
Okay.
Non-boring.
One of the things that I remember about your meeting, Lisa, is that you're a little bit feisty. You like a little bit of banter.
I do. I like, and Heather says it's my downfall, that I need to be looking for the nice guys, but I go for the little more edgy, because here's the deal. If a guy doesn't handle me right, I will run over him. So I have to have a little edgy to keep me in line.
You need to find that combination.
I do.
Nice guy, but yet...
Who knows when to...
Who knows... Yeah,
when
exactly.
To grab a hold of me and say...
That's enough.
That's enough.
You know, most women wouldn't admit that about themselves. They just take advantage of it.
No. I don't know, because then I see the man as spineless and I'm not interested anymore. So if you can stand up to me and remind me that there are certain things I should not be doing, then you're a keeper.
Were you surprised? Keeper, that's a good word. Were you surprised that feisty came out in your report?
No. Well, I guess I'm not surprised anymore by my reports, because we've done them so often and they're always dead on. So not surprised anymore, but... It's still kind of exciting to see that, you know, they're still dead on every time.
Is
no matter
ever come up before?
In not because we've never done compatibility before.
Compatibility, yeah.
So when it came to compatibility, I love the edgy man. Sorry.
Did it ever come
the
up?
Bad boy.
The
just
bad boy.
It,
I like the bad guy.
Has it ever come up in your report that you like the bodies, Heather?
About every time.
Hey, Lisa, we had we asked people to send us in information about things they liked in their man, and we have a feisty one I want to share with you. What I like about him. Secretly, I love it when I'm reading and he walked over and grabs the book and throws it across the room, so I'll pay attention to him. You know, I'd have a problem if it was, where's my supper? But if he wanted a bit of smooching, this would be okay.
So it's pretty hot, isn't it?
No, I would hate that.
She doesn't like kissing. Remember this
That's
conversation
right. You
last
hate
week?
Kissing.
Yeah, I just can't imagine sharing spit is something.
Is there a
nice.
Sound for that? We can fix it for you.
But I don't like kissing.
Sound.
Kissing sound.
We need that.
Well, it could be that I don't know how or something. You know. We have some other things. We have some men that has given us information. I mean, find. Theirs, because I asked, this is a guy from the internet, and his name is Mike, and he's from England, and he called me about something else, and I asked him this question, if he'd be willing to give me information about what he does to show his wife that he loves her, and what she does to show that she loves him, and he laughed for the longest time.
He was censoring. That's what he was doing.
This is a question that men, I guess, don't want to answer. But his thing was, she lets me play on my motorbike, for one. And she remembers the nice things that I can't remember, like birthdays and anniversaries. And then the rest of it, I'll have to think about it. But for her, this is what he does to show that he loves her. He mows the grass.
Now, is it her grass,
I like to mow, so I don't know.
Well, does he really think that mowing the grass is an expression of love? I just would find that, I'd like to slap the guy.
I'm not doing the dishes because I love the guy.
I don't know. My ex-husband used to say, well, don't you know I love you? I go to work every day, don't I?
Ah!
Yeah.
So does he work just totally for you? Did he bring home his paycheck?
He did. He did.
Yeah,
but he's the ex-husband now, right?
He's the ex-husband, yeah.
There you go.
We're trying to say nice things here. He keeps the garden nice looking. You know, makes nice vegetables.
I would appreciate
that's good.
That.
And we had another
boring.
Another guy who called.
Such a bad girl.
Instead of laughing, he got very pensive, and he said, well, lots of things. Most of them I can't mention on the radio.
See, that's the guy I like already.
He also said one of the nicest things that his spouse does for him is she forgives a mistake. Not just saying that it's okay, but acting like it's okay and following through with her words. I think that's something that a lot of people, males and females, okay, let's not talk about it, or okay, I'll go to the party, and then they make the person absolutely miserable
yeah.
that asks them to go. So that thing of saying it's okay, you need to act it, and if you can't be real with it, don't say it. You can say, I can't talk about this right now, or we need to talk about it later, or express your reasons why you don't want to go. From his other perspective, what she does for me, she makes me think I'm important.
Oh,
isn't that neat? Things that she does, this is what he does for her. I can't count them all. Love is something you can't help feeling. But when I feel like it, I do the things she wants done. When I feel like it, I do the things she wants done.
Love is doing it even when you don't feel like it.
I think, yeah. Say that again. That's important.
Yes. Love is doing it even when you don't feel like it.
The thing or the it?
Well, both.
Both. Relationships are a ginormous compromise.
Constantly.
Now, from this man, who I've known for quite a few years, I thought this was pretty astute that he said, I provide a physical presence to her, one that says, I can take care of you.
That's
I like that.
Isn't it an awesome thing?
Yeah, that's very self-aware.
Very.
To say.
And there's nothing that a woman likes better than a guy who can walk into the room and immediately, when you see him, your body just relaxes and it's just
and you know it's okay.
Everything
he's
is
here,
okay now.
He will take care
it's
of
like a huge breath.
Anything.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful feeling.
We had some submissions from some people under 16. We had, what, four people in the meeting, three,
mm-hmm.
that were under 16 that,
three,
were,
yeah.
that gave us back feedback. Okay, this is what the under 16 crowd says. If he smiles a lot, what does that mean? Smiles at you or just as a happy person, they like happy people?
Well, maybe it says approachable.
Well, if these people are awake, they can call and tell us. The number here for our direct phone is
740-698-0670.
And that's our personal number here at our studio at Sound Health. And you're listening to BBS Radio, so you might be tempted to call the radio numbers. Not too clingy.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, my niece just broke up with her boyfriend for being too clingy.
And she's how old?
Just turned 17.
Yeah. Got to have room to breathe.
This is one that says a lot. Wears V-neck sweater vests when he knows you like them.
That's
big. That's commitment
for
right there.
For a teenager, that's big.
I didn't know they still made those.
Well, that comes
back in style.
Wow.
That comes into he wants to please me. That's just a neat thing. I didn't.
Heather's into the flowers, not the V-neck.
You like him to wear flowers?
No, you like him to buy you flowers.
Buy flowers. Flowers is good.
Yeah.
My boyfriend, he pays attention to what I like. So he not only buys me gifts. He thinks about his gifts a long time.
That's cool.
So when I get the gifts, they're very highly personal.
Yeah, yeah, that's
there,
cool.
There was another one here. I'm going to interrupt just for a minute. This is from a woman in her 30s with several children. And she said, when he notices my new haircut. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, because unless it's drastic, they often just completely just slide right over that one.
And do you ever, like, get a new dress or, you know, get your hair cut or do something different about yourself and you stand in front of your husband or your boyfriend and they look at, and you're just looking at them and they go, what? I hate that.
Yeah, you're just taking a mental picture.
Yeah. The guy I'm seeing is very observant. There's, I don't slide anything in under the radar. Nothing.
So what's going on with these young statements? Goes along with crazy plans. Now, if it's not illegal, you know, okay.
They're so, flexible.
Exactly.
Flexible is good.
Well, it's please me stuff again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. No pressure.
Yeah.
Buys me my favorites when I'm sick. Buys me favorites when I'm sick.
Favorite things, probably.
Yeah.
Likes to talk a lot. So communication is important to young people, too. Tells it like it is, but knows when to shut up. You like that one?
Oh, you never outgrow that.
Yeah. Gotta know when you crossed the line there, buddy.
Likes my family.
That's good.
Yeah.
And we talked about this last week. You know, we didn't get any calls about this. Must smell good.
That's a universal
it
thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Smell is sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about this one? Shaves their chest hair for you.
Ooh.
Where did that come from?
Double. No.
No. Just skip the hairy chest.
I find incredibly hairy men, they're just not my style.
No on the hairy man.
And I have friends who love hairy men.
I'm okay with hairy except for the back hair. That's got to go.
Now you just insulted a lot of people.
That's my personal opinion. I don't speak for everyone.
Women wax, men can wax too. Come
yeah.
on.
So wax your back.
They have people, you pay big money for that. Come on.
Absolutely.
I
yeah.
have a friend who says she wants a gorilla man. The
oh.
hairier, the better.
Wow.
So there's a place for everybody. I
there
guess.
Is. Oh.
Never forgets what's important to you. Doesn't need to show off. You know, that to me, that need to show off
mm-hmm.
tells me they're insecure.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is his own person, doesn't base his future life on decisions or a relationship. And this is probably about interactions, where I think older women is going to give you about responsibilities of a relationship. Although, we had some a 24-year-old, and this is so neat, she wrote in, he bought me 16 pints of Ben and Jerry for my birthday, one for every day that I had left to be pregnant.
Oh, wow. That's a great present.
Isn't
that's
awesome?
Cool.
Yeah.
And when she first started, I said, okay, one of each flavor. But this was for every day she had left for her pregnancy.
That's wow. sweet.
And they had a wonderful little boy, 10 pounds, and they named him Mac.
Oh, I was expecting Ben or Jerry.
That's where the 10 pounds came from. That's a big baby.
Yeah.
He was half ice cream.
She also said the random breakfast in bed, if he did it every day, it wouldn't be special.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When he watches the kids so I can have some quiet time. And that came from several women.
That's important.
Most of them with young children. And he gives me something unexpected. Now, there was one here, too. This is away from the younger people. This is the old, from somebody that's in their 40s. And this is a complaint, but I thought it had a really good moral to it. And we ask people for what they liked about that people appreciated them or loved them. But this is a problem, so I'm not sorry I slipped it in because it has a great moral. Leaving the mess because he knows I can't stand dirty dishes sitting around the house. My husband cured me of that. He changed my perspective. He said, if you have a problem with the dishes sitting around the house, that's your issue. don't make your problem my problem. Woohoo! That's a real change. Dirty socks in the floor, don't put your clothes in the hamper. Other things that he does that drive you crazy, it's very obvious from this lady's statement that he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind the dirty dishes.
Wouldn't it be, if it was her problem, then in turn it would be their problem? It would become an our problem?
I think it might become an our problem if roaches were involved.
Yeah.
But what's the problem with leaving the laundry there until he decides to pick it up himself? Because if you're going to complain about it, he's going to think she's going to do it. And it's as little as saying, I need to clean up the house. That made a statement to him that you're going to do it. This place needs cleaned up means it's all of our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the difference in how we talk and train people. This is a lady that is in her 40s. He brushes our two-year-old's teeth because you have to fight Jonas to get his mouth open, even when we told him we're trying to get rid of bug poop. I guess the germs on his teeth.
Gotcha.
You know? Okay. He cleans the bathroom when he comes home at night, even though he's tired and hungry. He gives me a break. This is a mother of five. Now,
wow.
That is awesome. He comes home from a day at work, sees that she's been working with all of these young babies, and he gives her a break to put her feet up. Awesome, awesome. The other one, going to work so I can stay home, be a stay-home mom, and homeschool my kids. Here's another one. Orders pizza with things I want on it without asking. That's an awesome gesture.
Have you ever been on a date where the date would order for you? That actually happened to me once. I'm like, who are you ordering for? Are you eating all that? He says, no, I thought that's what you wanted. I'm like, did I say that?
Oh, that would make me so mad.
Did you go back?
No,
I did not. I bet you did not.
One and only date.
Yeah. One and done.
I didn't think that happened anymore.
I'm surprised to hear that it does.
I know.
Did you ask him why he thought that? Did he think that's being chivalrous?
He said he'd heard me talk about it.
Oh.
And then I think he just assumed that's what I wanted without actually verifying that's what I wanted.
Did he take you to the restaurant where that was their specialty or something?
No.
Was it something you would have liked had he not ordered it?
Probably, but that wasn't the point.
Right.
The point was that he didn't
verify. This is our first date, and you are
ordering for
yeah.
me? What is that? That tells me something right there, that he's a very controlling
control
person.
Freak.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be nice stuff.
Sorry. I got off track there.
Because of that date, she's got a really great boyfriend now.
That's right. Things happen for a reason.
That's right.
some women might like controlling as an issue. They don't want to make any decisions. I guess this is just a matter of matching them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to have a little bit of that.
We should do that for people. Have couples call in, and let's look at their compatibility. But I don't want them to call in to see if this will work or not. Let's get some adventure in here. But we can at least tell them what the trouble might be. We had one girl that worked here, and she drug her boyfriend in here. He didn't want to be here for once. And she was all chrome and glass and tofu. And he was all early American and lived with his mother. And the biggest problem in their relationship is he had no F sharp, no F, which is male sexuality, and hers was off the roof. So guess where their problems were?
In their love life.
Yes, and what restaurant they could go to, because he was meat and potatoes and she was tofu.
Yeah.
And if they ever talked about furniture, ye gods, early American and chrome and glass.
There's just no mixing those two.
No.
Well, at least there's no saving that one. We could tell them about it.
Mm-hmm.
We could look at the prints together, and we could do those prints for people, because we're prepared now to do
Is
more.
Is that couple still together, just out of curiosity?
No, the mother broke them up.
Wow. Mom's no good?
Well, he blamed the mom.
Oh.
I think, from what I heard about it, he was afraid of her sexual demands. It really intimidated him.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Do you think living with your mom and being around her a lot might
I think that would put a damper on your sex life.
That's
for
what
sure.
I was just going to say.
If you're living 40s.
Well, I would not go out with a man who was in their 40s and still lived at home with mom.
No.
If the mom needed him, wouldn't that be a kind thing? He treats his mother that way, so he's going to treat you that way?
No. I mean, he could live near and check on his mom daily. I think that would be respectful, and I would admire that. Still living with mom?
Mm-mm.
It's just not cool.
No.
You know, when we were asking women for complaints, one of the complaints about somebody who had done something to this woman, she was in a relationship with this man, a very serious relationship, and she took him home to meet her mother, and he instantly dropped her. She couldn't understand what the issue was. He later told her, a couple of years, that he saw her mother, who weighed about 400 pounds, and he was incredibly afraid that she was going to turn out like her and end up being like her mother, and he ran for the hills.
Oh.
Again, this is supposed to be about nice stuff, but, okay, this, some more neat stuff. You know, some of this stuff really touched my heart. Read a book together. Is that awesome?
That is awesome, and that should have been on my list.
Oh, do you have a list you want
to
read?
How do you read a book together? I mean, do you read out loud?
Yeah, he reads to me.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
Oh, God.
How about watch a girly movie because it's what you want to see?
Chick flick.
Yeah. They do that, too.
This is awesome. Makes it clear that you're their number one. Knows when you need just to be held.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Isn't that nice? Here's one. Floored me. I don't see it.
I don't know. If mine sings, I'll make him shut up. If they can sing, maybe that's okay.
Mine dances with me.
Would that embarrass you?
If he sang?
If he sang to you, would it embarrass you?
No. That's entertaining. Sing to me, dance
What
with
would
me.
He sing to you?
What would he sing
mm-hmm.
to me? It'd probably be some of that Pretty Ricky stuff, which is bad.
Yeah.
Would you rather he play music for you or sing to you?
Sing to me.
Play music. I don't know why. I just don't like the whole singing to me thing.
Yeah.
A lot of men really have trouble telling somebody they love them. So I would think that Jim Croce song, I Have to Tell You I Love You, in a song, if they played that for you, wouldn't you?
And that would be okay. Put like that.
Yeah.
That's really hard for some men just to say. Mine says, don't forget, which really means don't forget I love you, which I just think is really sweet.
That is sweet.
That is sweet.
Giving you a knowing look over a private joke.
Yeah, that's
you like
pretty
that
cool.
One?
Yeah, I do.
Lisa, you want to talk about your list here?
There's a lot of things that are about him that, I guess one of the biggest things is I love it when he walks through the door as soon as I see him and he comes straight for me for a hug and a kiss. He doesn't stop anywhere else.
Is this a new relationship?
No,
you want that to happen forever?
Yeah.
Even though you got a baby with a poopy diaper and
I don't do babies
left?
Anymore.
She'd be on the baby stage.
Yeah.
But if you were in that stage?
I'm the first one you see because I'm the one that gave you that baby in the poopy diaper.
Okay. I got time for you to read it. Another
one. Okay. Another one I love is, I love it when he says, baby, did you see our moon tonight?
So you're that outdoor romantic type.
Yeah. On occasion.
And you like canoes and kayaks.
Oh, yeah.
So the man who loves the outdoors has your heart.
Yep.
Okay. Our time is out again. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your calls and emails and comments and just taking the time out of your busy day to be with us and share with us. And if you're so inclined, join us Sunday, 6 Pacific and 9 Eastern on BS Radio for Sound Health. We're going to be talking about how eating soy products can ruin your sex life. And remember that in any relationship, the person who cares the least has the power. Think about that. For another edition of Local Profiling.
thanks.